This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. While the Montgomery County U of I Extension Office will conduct their annual yield survey of the area corn crop next week Wednesday, the survey will begin at the Extension Office in Hillsboro at 8 a.m., and volunteers will break into groups and survey crops across the county to estimate yields. They'll return back to the office by noon to share results, and then lunch will be served. All of the townships in Montgomery County will be surveyed, and the Extension Office will publish those results after they're compiled. If you're interested in participating in the survey or sponsoring the event, you can contact the office at 217-532-3941. And again, that's the Montgomery County Yield Survey taking place Wednesday, August 23rd at 8 a.m. Well, the Illinois Wheat Association is hosting their annual summer forum next week also. That's taking place Tuesday in Oakville. The forum will be held at the American Legion Hall, and all registration is on site and starts at 8 a.m. The first speaker begins at 9 and the day ends at 3. Lunch is included. Speakers will talk about agronomy recommendations for wheat, current market conditions, some of the latest research findings about wheat, and wheat yield contest winners will also be announced. And once again, there is no pre-registration required. The forum will be held Tuesday, August 22nd at the American Legion Hall in Oakville, starting at 8 a.m. Well, in other news, Farm Credit Illinois' president and CEO, Tom Tracy, says land prices in the Midwest have declined. I caught up with Tom at the State Fair this week, and we talked about Farm Credit's recent land value study, interest rates, and crop insurance.
Sure. In general, you look throughout the Midwest, and there are declines. Okay, so that's kind of the short part of the story. But then when you look at how the land market ran up state by state, you can pretty much figure out what's happened since. So the states where there was a quicker, more rapid, larger run-up, you're seeing greater declines. So hard as it might be to believe, in Illinois, actually, we had more of a moderate run-up in that kind of 2001 all the way through 2013 period. So, you go out west, you look at some irrigated ground, maybe in Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, those areas. That ground ran up really fast. They started planting corn more northerly. You could get more revenue off those acres. Well, that ground has come down more as well. So, here back in Illinois, we peaked. Our opinion is, in the 60 counties we serve, the market peaked in 2014. So we saw a 2% decline year over year between 14 and 15. We saw a 6% decline from 15 to 16. And then from 16 to 17 this summer, we saw another 4% decline. So, you add all that up, you're talking about a 12% decline over the last 3 years. That puts our values back to where they were in 2013.
I'd say this is welcome news, though, because we want to see those land prices come down, because commodity prices have not gone up, and it's been difficult for farmers. So overall, talking with your farmer members and people you work with, that should be welcome news.
Well, I would agree with that. We serve farmers and landowners, so, you kind of got to balance the two different sets of concerns. But, obviously, they're tied together. It's hard to see declines, right? We all like to see things go up. But from a lender standpoint, and frankly from long-term players in the industry standpoint, which our members are, this is about the best way you could see a decline. It's been moderate. It's been measured. What's interesting, too, is the last year's decline is less than the prior year's decline. That's interesting to me. Are we going to see a more moderate rate of decline from this year into next? Maybe we're finding kind of our stabilization point. There are a lot of things that are still very supportive of farmland values, even though we are experiencing these lower commodity prices. So it's going to be really interesting. This story is not done being told. This is a cyclical industry, as you know. You've been around it for a while, and we're in the efficiency side of it now, and our members are making those adjustments, and so we'll see where this takes us.
Well, I think it's good that you pointed out that you work with landowners and farmers, because that is both sides of the spectrum, and I tend to think I think farmers most of the time. So I think good point that you made. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is the lending landscape. Farmers, a majority of them have operating loans.
having a loan is how we do things now. So interest rates and just a general update, how are things looking there?
Sure. Well, you know, we're interested in working with all of our membership to help them be as successful as they possibly can. So as you can imagine, there are a certain subset of members that are experiencing more difficulty. These are difficult conditions, and we're going to be working with all of them that we possibly can to get them through this in any way that we can influence. Of course, they're the primary drivers of that, right? They're the folks that have been making the decisions on the farm and doing the things that they can to drive down costs over the last few years. You touched on interest rates. We've seen some increases in interest rates from the Federal Reserve over the last however many months it's been now. We're going to continue to see that. You know, we think our outlook over the next 12 to 24 months would be, in general, in a short version, is rates will be up. Now, rates will be up more so as it relates to operating loans than the longer end of the interest rate curve. So I guess what I'm trying to say there is, you know, if you're thinking about a land purchase in 12 to 24 months, you're not going to lose a lot of purchasing power if you're looking for a 20-year loan or 25-year loan or something like that. Those rates might be up, but they won't be up that much, in our opinion. Whereas if you're looking on the operating loan end, the floating rates, that's where the Federal Reserve has a lot more direct influence on the market. So, you know, those rates could be up another 0.5%, 0.75%.
I guess the other thing to ask you about would be crop insurance, because Farm Credit Illinois does offer crop insurance. How do things look in that area of the business?
You know, it's been this year, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners would agree, a lot of our members would agree, it's just so inconsistent throughout the entire territory we serve. I mean, we're going to see this year a certain township's going to have above trend line yield, and we're going to have a township right next to it where we're way below. I just think, you know, this last report from USDA, I scratched my head because I just don't see the consistency in this crop. I mean, I think there are regions that are very strong. I think there's particular parts of particular townships that look great. And then I think there's parts that just really, really look pretty rough. It's been really difficult. Haven't got the rains, you know, on a timely basis. And so this crop year is going to be very inconsistent, I think, overall. And the part that I scratch my head on, and I suppose I shouldn't editorialize, but it's the USDA's report, but I'm not hearing from any corner of the Midwest that we have a amazing crop. I don't know if you've heard differently, but I have yet to have someone tell me that. And, you know, with the inconsistency in our crop, it's kind of like, well, where are these additional bushels coming from?
You're absolutely right. That's the same thing that I hear from farmers across my listing area, is that we don't have a stellar crop. It's probably going to be okay, but yet where are these predicted yields and bushels coming from, just like what you said? Have you had claims yet? I mean, how much do you work with that? I know you've got your individual offices in different towns, but crop insurance-wise, have there been claims coming in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the planting, during planting alone, I mean, we had some prevent plant, we had fields flooded. You remember, I mean, it seemed like we could get all the rains, you know, you could possibly imagine, and then they shut off once we had planted. We had some members that planted, you know, twice, three times in a few instances. So, you know, yeah, we've had, I forget the exact statistics. We've had several thousand claims, various types of claims, obviously, depending on what it was, but already this year. So, and they'll, you know, they'll be, the adjusters will be out there looking at what this crop, you know, I've heard of, you know, when you get southwestern Illinois, we've had, you know, some people just cutting corn for silage after they come out and do a yield estimate on it, and they're pretty low estimates. But then, you know, a little bit more northerly, and you've got a heck of a corn crop probably. So it's just, once again, we're back to that inconsistency.
Yeah. Well, so many things in agriculture are inconsistent because the weather, we don't know what Mother Nature is going to do. So it's a year-by-year thing. Tom, I think you've given us a great update. Is there anything that we failed to mention, or your final thoughts?
You know, all I would say is it's a cycle, and for those of you out there that, you know, are maybe feeling like, am I the only one feeling this way? No, you're not. One of the great things you could do is just come on in and talk to the staff of Farm Credit Loan Officer. You're not alone out there, and, you know, it's a tough business, and we really, really have a lot of admiration for all of you that are out there making those tough decisions on a day-to-day basis.
Tom Tracy, President and CEO of Farm Credit Illinois. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.